10 minutes later, Glass slid quietly out of the vent and lowered herself to the floor. She took a step forward and coughed as a plume of dust swirled around her face, sticking to her sweaty skin. She was in some kind of storage space. As her eyes adjusted to the darkness, shapes began to materialize on the wall. Writing, Glass realized. She took another few steps forward, and her eyes widened. There were messages carved into the walls. Rest in peace. In memoriam. From the stars to the heavens. She was on the quarantine deck, the oldest section of Walden. As nuclear and biological war threatened to destroy Earth, space had been the only option for those lucky enough to survive the first stages of the cataclysm. But some infected survivors fought their way onto the transport pods, only to find themselves barred from Phoenix, left to die on Walden. Now, whenever there was the slightest threat of illness, anyone infected was quarantined, kept far from the rest of the colony's vulnerable population, the last of the human race. Glass shivered as she moved quickly toward the door, praying that it hadn't rusted shut. To her relief, she was able to wrench it open and began dashing down the corridor. She peeled off her sweat-soaked jacket. In her white t-shirt and prison-issue pants, she could pass for a worker, someone on sanitation duty, perhaps. She glanced down nervously at the bracelet on her wrist. She wasn't sure whether it would work on the ship, or if it was only meant to transmit data from Earth. Either way, she needed to figure out a way to get it off as soon as possible. Even if she avoided the passages with retina scanners, every guard in the colony would be on the lookout for her. Her only hope was that they'd be expecting her to run back to Phoenix. They'd never guess that she would come here. She climbed up the main Walden stairwell until she reached the entrance to Luke's residential unit. She turned into his hallway and slowed down, wiping her sweaty hands on her pants, suddenly more nervous than she'd been on the dropship. She couldn't imagine what he'd say, the look he'd give her when he saw her on his doorstep after her disappearance more than 9 months earlier. But maybe he wouldn't have to say anything. Perhaps, as soon as he saw her, as soon as the words began to pour out of her mouth, he would silence her with a kiss, relying on his lips to tell her that everything was okay, that she was forgiven.